When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson.
Hey, good morning, good Twin Cities.
I am Grant, is joining us as well.
Hello.
And now we shall talk music.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Oh, you want to feel old, y'all?
You're not going to be able to run from this one. I forget. Goodness gracious. I forget what I heard yesterday that somebody said 19 years ago, and I thought, 19 years ago? What? No, I forget what that bit of information is. So you think, Steve, why bring it up? That's a leaving us all unfulfilled. But wait. I wake up this morning to a list of 20 songs that became hits 20 years ago. 20 years ago, your boy was 17. It's a junior in high school. It was an exciting time, or a sophomore in high school. I don't know. How old was I?
Wait, I graduated
I was
16. At 17.
Okay. I was 16 at this age, 20 years ago. Okay. Sophomore year. Sophomore, junior, senior year just felt filled with drama where music was the score to the miniseries that was high school and sports and girls. It was all so exciting. Remember the song Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm?
Kind of. I think I might need to hear it. Can you sing it or play it?
No.
I wish I could play Smooth Criminal, all I can think of is Michael Jackson.
Hey, Grant, be Freddie Fastfingers for us over there. Can you be DJ Grant?
Yeah, right. I'm waiting for ads.
What do we got to do to pay for the ad blocker? We got to get that ad blocker.
It's free, isn't it?
How do we get it?
I don't know.
There's a thing you can do. Yeah, so this is when they sampled Michael Jackson's Annie, Are You Okay? For Smooth Criminal. And it was, they were more of like a rocky... They sound really excited to be singing this song.
So the year was 1990?
2000.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you feel like 1990 is 20 years ago. That's 30 years ago, Donna.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
I want a do-over.
You can't.
Oh.
Rollin' by Limp Bizkit came out 20 years ago. Okay, rollin'. Remember Limp Bizkit? Fred Durst. The backwards hat.
Sure.
We talked about Afro Man's Because I Got High yesterday. That song, a mock song, came out two decades ago. So, too, Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
You know which one is getting me right now?
What's that?
Dido. Thank You.
I want to thank you.
I mean, that doesn't... For the best day of my life. That was 20 years ago. How about Nelly Furtado?
I'm Like a Bird.
I'm like a bird. Wanna fly away.
By the way, I did introduce my kids to Scott Stapp the other night.
Oh, those poor kids.
It was pretty cool.
Child abuse.
It was the Dallas Cowboys halftime show when he sang, Can You Take Me Higher? And there was a shirtless guy who was flying through the Cowboys stadium with white ribbons. Even they saw the comedy. Let's see here. Bootylicious and Survivor, both of those hit songs by Destiny's Child. Why, remember when Beyonce was with Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Man, oh, Shevitz.
She got too big for them, didn't she?
Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On, also referenced yesterday. How about Nelly's Ride With Me? I Am Grant, do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that
one. If you want to go and take a ride with me.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Oh, how do I feel this?
Must be
the money.
It was a few weeks ago where Dawn brought up St. Lunatics, in fact, I believe. She referenced them, which was kind of
funny. Oh, yeah. Remember his first song, Nelly's first song when he came on the scene? I'm going down, down, baby, your street in a Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby, cock ready to let it go.
Yeah, yeah, another good one. Did you guys see the Britney Spears? I don't even remember this song.
Britney?
Yeah, I'm a Slave for
oh,
You.
Oh, I thought you meant Britney.
No,
because that's on their, that's the album, I think. Oh, that's 20 years old.
20 years ago.
This song is 20 years old.
And this was like one of her, you know, quasi later songs.
Right, exactly. That's what it was like.
You know, like second album. Is this the one that she had a snake? Where was the snake? You sure she doesn't have a snake?
Not right
you
now.
You mean at the Grammys?
No, I thought there was a music video where she had a snake. Britney music. Video
toxic, maybe
toxic, but then she did I'm a Slave for You at the 2001 MTV VMAs and had a snake. Well, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I know, I don't either.
Okay, let's see here. We have got some other ones. These are hit songs from 20 years ago. Miss Jackson by Outkast was a great
sorry, Miss Jackson
song.
I am for real.
Oh, that's a jam, you know, right there.
I loved it.
I was just thinking of Janet Jackson yesterday, and I'm like, okay, she kind of came for a while again, and then she left, and she had the baby at age 50. Remember that?
Yes.
And then she got divorced, so she canceled her tour. This is all before COVID. And now we haven't heard a peep from her.
You know, NSYNC did a great cover of That's the Way Love Goes.
Oh, I love that.
Grant, try to pull that up quick before we go to break. If you can find that on YouTube, NSYNC did this cover, and I remember in high school so vividly watching this, and I liked NSYNC.
What was
the
song again? Sorry.
It's That's the Way Love Goes by NSYNC. And it was this brief little like snippet on MTV that was just promoting Janet was having some kind of a special on MTV. And they cut to this shot of Justin Timberlake, who had just shaved his head and had gone to like the buzz cut from his curly moppy from the ShamWow. And I
the noodles
was looking at him, ramen, and I was looking at him like that's as cool as a guy can get is Justin Timberlake. His back was against the wall as he sang his part of the verse. Donna, do you remember that at all?
No, I always thought Justin Timberlake was super cheesy.
Oh, really?
Until probably he shaved his head.
Well, this is when he did, and then he ended up doing his, they did the album Pop. Come on, Grant, you see him? Oh, well, that's him. He's singing right now. Come on, get it!
Steve. Man,
is this a live performance they're doing?
No, this is actually a video.
The video, yeah.
The video they made for
Don't
it.
They look awesome?
Yeah.
I need to see this because I'm sure they look like total tools.
Oh, they look like they're all wearing gear from Structure.
Structure!
Shout out to Structure.
R.I.P.
Let's see. You Remind Me. In the End by Linkin Park. You Remind Me by Usher. Fallen by Alicia Keys came out 20 years ago.
Wow. Wow, really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want to go.
No, Donna.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 20-year-old movies. Listen, I'm just going to run through
this. This all came
so
from
depressing.
You going, beep, 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 beep. That's right. By the way.
You guys, Ocean's 11 is 20.
Oh, one of my favorite movies of all time. Oh. Love that movie.
What a cast,
loved it.
Right?
What a cast. And they all played well together, too. I mean, you get Clooney and Brad Pitt both at their peak of stardom together. And both equally but distinctively different in how they are so winsome on camera.
Right.
They are fantastic in that.
They're both great leading
Bernie
men.
Mac.
Thank you.
Matt Damon in that.
Gosh, when I was waiting for you to say Bernie Mac, I miss him.
Oh,
so
man.
So good. Yeah,
and he's
I agree.
Great in it. Oh, my gosh. What a movie. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. By the way, Clooney's new movie, not getting like the best reception.
Yeah, I saw some people watching
it
over Christmas. I walked by the TV and then no one even spoke about it afterward.
Yeah, I have a friend who started it and went, yeah, no. I don't even know what it's about.
Fa la 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 la.
All right, Bridget Jones, let me try that again. Wait.
Oh, boy.
Wait for it. Wait.
All right.
I was looking for the I'm tilt-handing, but I can't find it.
Tilt-handing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grant doesn't know about that, but we'll fill him in off the air.
Yes.
Anywhoozle, Bridget Jones' Diary is going to be 20 years old. Shrek, 20 years old.
Shrek.
Zoolander.
Oh, great movie.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, Murger.
I really like that movie.
I love that movie. And so I didn't see it until I was an adult when we had kids and just instantly fell in love. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
There's one specific scene that makes me feel so deeply cozy.
Oh.
It's really, and it's when he's getting coffee, when Mike Sullivan is getting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out like sludge. I don't know why. I'm so deep in Monstropolis at that point. Okay, I sound like a lunatic.
Okay, that's really a good movie. Have you seen it? I Am Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sweet, right? Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's.
Harry? Voldemort?
That Snape. Is 20 years old. Training Day.
Oh.
Legally Blonde.
Hermione?
Blow.
Rupert Grint?
The Others. Black Hawk Down.
Oh, Black Hawk Down.
Blonde-haired evil actor?
What
was his name
about?
In Harry Potter? The blonde kid. Bad guy.
I have only seen the first Harry Potter.
Yeah, come you're on. Asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
Someone knows.
Well, look but it
I'm,
up, yeah.
Well, I'm sitting back in my chair right now, so the computer feels like it's super far away.
Oh my God, you're so lazy.
Okay,
right. This is going to bring us to our study. Of do you feel physically younger or older than you actually are?
All right. Blonde kid, Harry Potter. Anybody else need me to look someone up?
I tried that.
You know what? When I was
Draco Malfoy.
Okay.
Draco?
See, you guys don't remember this, but there was a time where you would just ponder things and you couldn't just go, hey, Siri. Who was the kid in here? You'd have to actually call people or go to the library. You'd have to get in your car or on your bike, pedal over to the library, and then start digging around.
Or unless you had an encyclopedia.
Or Encarta 98 on the old Windows.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to that guy from all the Encyclopedia Britannica commercials?
I don't even remember that.
You don't remember this guy?
No.
Oh, Donna.
Oh, wait, who is he? I don't know.
I'm the kid that had a report due on space. Then I got the new Encyclopedia Britannica.
He had a report due on space, and then he got the new Encyclopedia.
I think I made that abundantly clear.
Yes.
Anyhow, here it is. I mean, hey, everybody knows this is the greatest encyclopedia in the world. Help me get a B+.
Why not an A?
Too long.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Blonde hair, big round glasses, red shirt.
Nothing. What year are we talking?
Probably 1992.
Okay. Wasn't watching a whole lot of TV.